Welcome to Kicking It Java Style with Cassie. Nothing like them switching up all your sounds. And so we've got new ones today. Been a few days since I've recorded a podcast. I know that I just listened to a video, so excuses are just lies. I could have done it while I was watching Hallmark or Netflix. So I'm not even going to say I was just too busy. Bottom line, I didn't do it. That's what I'm trying to learn, is stop using excuses. It has been crazy, though. And when I say crazy, like cray cray crazy. I own a business. I have a cleaning business. So I've been trying to hire new people. And let me tell you, maybe running ads on Facebook is not the best decision ever, because I had a cray cray situation. I hired somebody that I cannot tell you for a fact, but apparently there's some addiction issues and some mental issues for sure. And I think I'm learning a lesson here that I need to step back instead of panicking when I'm on overload, and pray and make sure I'm being led by my spirit and not by fear or being in a hurry. Because let me tell you, I paid for my rash decision and it was not good. Drama, 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 drama. I cannot deal with drama anymore. Ever since I came back here from my separation and the things that I went through with my marriage and the things during the separation and the arguing and the stress, the drama literally drains my body completely. I get sick. I have anxiety attacks. And this is all process of the Lord, you know, is taking me through and healing me and giving me my strength back. But I'm telling you, I have got to stop making decisions based on pressure, because it is not a good thing. And that goes for anybody that's listening to this podcast. If you're making a decision, whether it's financial, relational, emotional, mental, whatever that decision is, if you're making it due to pressure and not being led by peace or by the Holy Spirit talking to you, then you probably need to take a pause and step back, because it can and probably will end up not being a good decision. So it's fall here and I'm so excited. It was an amazing, cool weekend and the temperatures are just gonna get cooler. So I'm excited about that. It's hoodie season. I'm all about wearing hoodies. Couple of different reasons. One, I like them. Two, I don't like my arms, and I know we shouldn't dislike parts of our body. I'm working on that, but covers up the fluff that I'm working on. I haven't been working very hard, and like I said a while ago, no excuses. I just have not been doing my workouts. I have got to figure out a plan, and I think I need accountability in the podcast. Isn't enough accountability because I'm not getting any feedback. So if you want to chime in and tell me your ideas on being consistent with working out and some kind of accountability system, that would be awesome. Leave a feedback on the comments, on the reviews, on my Facebook, wherever you can find me, because I suck at working out. I just do. I've thought about joining the gym, but right now I'm still trying to work on keeping my financial budget in line, so probably not a good idea at this point. This has been a really tight month and a half or two, so maybe after Christmas and after buying presents for grandbabies, I can join the gym for the winter. Right now it's still good enough temperatures that I can get myself out and walk. I do physical labor, 4 to 5 hours a day with my job, but I know that I need something else to do the toning. So any ideas, please share them with me. I've been working on setting up an outdoor area underneath my carport for having company over. And so Friday during the day, I picked up a new smoker. It's called a Smokin' Brothers grill, pellet grill and smoker. And I'm so excited about it. So if you are interested in something like that for your family, please contact me and I will let you know where you can get all the information for that. But I came home. I had had a steak thawed out because sometimes I go to what's called steak night at a friend's house on Thursday night. Didn't go to that, so I thought I'll come home and throw that on the smoker. I went ahead and thawed out some deer steaks and put those on the smoker. And I thought, you know, I'll just cook up a bunch of meat for the week and I'll have that for the next 2 or 3 days for lunches and supper and all that. Well, I got to thinking I really would like for somebody to come over, so I invited a friend and her son over, and they were like, sure, we'll come over and eat with you. Then I posted some on Facebook, so my son and his beautiful wife and daughter decided they would come over, and then a neighbor came over, so I ended up having a impromptu get-together, and it was a lot of fun. I'm going to be hanging lights under there, and we had chairs set up and a little fire pit because it's open on both ends. So it turned out to be an amazing evening and just filled my heart up and made me happy. Now the next morning, doing all the dishes, maybe not as happy, but you know what? I still love it. I have these really neat metal plates. They're red and white, and they're the kind that you take camping. I don't know if y'all have ever seen those, but they used them back in the old days, and I don't really know what they're made out of. There's some kind of metal with like a porcelain type, maybe coating on them. And so my son cracked me up because he said, I feel like I'm eating in the prairie days or on a prairie or ranch or something. And that's exactly the atmosphere that I was going for. So made me happy. So anyways, I cleaned that all up on Saturday. And then I rested a lot, did some cleaning. Actually, Saturday, I did not rest. I did so much stuff before noon on Saturday. I cannot believe how much stuff I got done. And the new products that I've been telling you about, they're not new now, but I've been taking Thrive, and so that helps me so much with energy. Sunday, I spent pretty much the whole day resting, except for I did make some beans in my Instapot. I love my Instapot, love my grill. I actually made brownies on my smoking grill. It smokes, but it's not too bad. Like, you could not taste the smoke flavor. It just enriched the brownies. I don't even know how to explain it. Y'all, come over for a get-together, and I'll cook for you. That's all I know to say. Really, this podcast is probably just kind of a catching you up. No major message. I guess there was a major message. Don't get in a hurry to make decisions and rely on your inner peace and God, because that one was crazy. But I am just catching you up where we're at and what's going on. This coming week, I am traveling to Texas for the Above and Beyond Ladies Conference. I'm excited about that. This is my 4th or 5th conference to host and put on, so I'm sure that we're going to have a time of fellowship and fun and laughter and lots of ministry time, so I'm excited to be going down there. I have not been back to Texas since I signed my divorce papers, and the conference is being held at the church that I was proposed to, so, you know, I've been having to work through some emotions, and you know, November 17th is coming up pretty fast, which is when I've been told that he's getting married. So there's a lot of things that I, you know, have to work through and overcome in my mind, but that's okay. God is healing me. He's taking me through things. He has better plans for me. You know, I got to thinking, I told you all about my disastrous date, and then I remembered, you know, I committed to myself not to get into a relationship in 2018. So God knew what he was doing. I made a commitment to myself, and I believe it was God. I need the time to heal and the time to be alone. So it's all good. You know, I think he and I are still friends, but even if he's not, I have God in my life, and I have friends that are here for me, and I have family. And so I'm not going to focus on jumping into a relationship. I don't think it's healthy. I've done it several times, and it's been a disaster. So I'm glad that, you know, I'm still trucking forward the way that God wants me to. I'm going to take a break and tell you about my sponsors, and then I'll come right back here and finish up this updating podcast. Hey, are you looking for the perfect Christmas present for a cowboy or cowgirl? You need to check out Ridin' Rank Wild Rags. She has beautiful wild rags that she handpicks the material and makes herself. Be sure to check out the link in my notes. So it's fall wedding time. If you live anywhere near the northeast corner of Oklahoma or the southeast corner of Kansas, I'm telling you what, I know the perfect place to go. It's called the Ranch at Jay's Corner Store. Check it out. She has beautiful facilities. She rents out items and does weddings herself. She will come to you and bring you your chairs or decor, whatever you need. She also has a little gift shop there. You can host events and birthday parties, you name it. Even a Walt Disney themed princess party. So be sure to check out that link as well. Are you looking for a place to invest your money? Maybe you have a savings account built up and you're wondering just what to do with it. Check out Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators. Now, you do not have to be a federal employee to work with them. They work with anybody and they will help you make wise decisions with your finances. The link is in my notes, so be sure to check it out. Okay, I'm back. I have one definitely faithful listener that lets me know what's going on, and so I really appreciate my friend who has been posting about my podcast and has left some feedback. You know, I know that this is not a professionally done podcast, but I have listened to some podcasts and I don't think y'all care about that, because I'm telling you, I listen to some that are not all fancy smancy. Some of them are just a group of women talking. Some of them are one person just talking. And so just leave me some feedback. Let me know, hey, is this helping you in any way? Learning about my crazy life and the things that I overcome, because I really want to be able to help you all go through your daily experiences life and know that just because you're a Christian, just because you love Jesus, does not mean your life is perfect. Let me tell you, if you listened to my last podcast, a couple back, or any of them probably, you would know that I have not lived a perfect life in any way, shape, or form. So please leave me some feedback. I want to hear from you. Y'all, thanks for joining me on Kicking It Java Style with Cassie. Hope you had a great cup of coffee while you were listening, or just took some time to just rest and take time for yourself. I know this weekend I've took plenty of time for myself, so now it's time to get ready to go to work. God bless y'all.